it was about 1.4 hectares.
Right.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but there's a lot of market gardening you can do in 1.4 right. hectares.
And is that because of the soil conditions, do you think?
Well, I suppose I'm no expert on the history of that river delta that goes from basically that gorge road all the way through to the ford at the bottom of Silks Road and butts up against what is now known as Durnan Court Highbury, that area. But the soil that we used to work was very, very dark, you know, that babiscus clay, which was great during summer because it used to retain the water, provided that you watered it, because otherwise if you didn't water it, then you'd have these huge cracks appearing. And the flip side of that is that during winter, it retained the water such that it became a quagmire, and working it during summer was more fruitful than working it during winter, but it was hard going in winter, especially when during very wet winters, you know, July, August, many, many times boots have been stuck.
Up to, you know, the top.
Up to the top, come and help me, I'm stuck in the mud.
And given that, did your family do much, do you think, to improve the soil? What sorts of things did they, fertilisers or...?
Well, in terms of improving the soil, I think the soil is natively very, you know, rich in nutrients and in organisms. So we you know, six inches under, there's no problem with worms. You don't need a lot of organic matter from my experiences to get very high yielding. I mean, one of the things that categorises, and this sticks in my memory, is that nowadays we go and buy carrots that are grown in Virginia, and some of them come from Tasmania, and they come from WA. But if you did a blind test, the carrots that are grown in Campbelltown and this area around Paradise are just the sweetness, and they're just to die for. So if you did a blind test, you'd soon get a lot of people voting as to what the Campbelltown carrots were, because they're just very great to eat, hard work to harvest.
So what did your parents grow mainly on the?
Well, my parents grew what the wholesale market community would classify as bunch lines. So things like carrots back in the day. It's amazing that I note that the crops that they grew changed over the 30 or 40 years, and I can give you a bit of an insight to that.
Good. But
when they first started, they were heavily into what carrots, parsnips, turnips, swedes, those sort of root vegetables, because appetites and food preferences, we were very much a steak and three veg society back then. Through, you know, that would have been in the 60s, the late 50s and 60s, and then as we progressed in more into the, you know, when I was around picking, you know, radishes and parsley and spring onions and spinach and silver beet, we were getting more into the leafy vegetables and the shorter cycle time to grow the vegetables, so that you were sowing and you were cropping a lot more frequently. And the footprint that you needed to harvest a good crop was a lot smaller. And the prices were, you know, quite good. So they started off doing, you know, like I said, carrots, swedes, parsnips, turnips, and onions, You know, we used to do fresh bunch onions, and then we moved more into the spring onions, the parsley, radishes.
The salad-y.
Salad-y, more the salad-y type vegetables.
Mm.